This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Setting aside for a moment the problem of debt servitude, if one has to borrow for college, federal student loans have the benefit of low fixed-rate interest rates and flexible repayment plans. But an education research group says a large number of community college students cannot get those kind of loans. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains why.
Community colleges are generally regarded as low-cost options for getting degrees and certificates. But when you combine tuition with living expenses, students might end up paying $15,000 a year. That's according to Debbie Cochran with the Institute for College Access and Success. She says without federal loans, some students might turn to expensive private loans or credit cards to foot their bills.
Some students, might even reduce the courses that they're enrolled in and fail to ever complete the degree.
The majority of community colleges do offer federal student loans, but Cochran says nationwide, 1 million students are shut out from those programs, a quarter of them just in California. David Baim with the American Association of Community Colleges says many schools are affordable without federal loans, plus there's always the risk of defaults.
1 out of every 5 community college students now is defaulting within 3 years of beginning their repayment.
Baim says when student loan default rates soar too high, colleges could jeopardize other sources of federal aid, a risk some don't want to take. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.